This is the Composer's Datebook for February 4th. I'm John Burge. Many 20th century composers were scarred by the violence and turmoil of their times, but none quite so literally as the Greek architect, engineer, and composer Yannis Xenakis, who died at the age of 78 on today's date in 2001. In the early 1940s, Xenakis was a member of the communist resistance in Greece, fighting first the German occupation, then, as the war ended, the British occupation. In 1945, when Xenakis was 23, his face was horribly disfigured by a shell fired by a British tank. 2 years later, he was forced to flee to Paris. As he himself laconically put it, "In Greece, the resistance lost, so I left. In France, the resistance won." In Paris, Xenakis earned his living as an architect and engineer at Le Corbusier's studio and was involved in major architectural projects, including the famous Philips Pavilion at the 1958 World's Fair in Brussels. As a composer, Xenakis wrote highly original music that was meticulously ordered according to mathematical and scientific principles, but sounded intensely emotional, almost primeval. His music might be even described as pre-Socratic, as Xenakis seemed to echo the theories of the early Greek thinker Pythagoras, who saw a relationship between music, mathematics, and religion. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.